As we enter the final weekend of March, it's time to break out the social calendar and consider working in some local events and activities. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us her list of things to do.
The Ides of March are soon behind us, so let's celebrate the last weekend of the month with a cocktail. I think we need one. The inaugural Philly Cocktail Fest is taking place at the 23rd Street Armory on Saturday and Sunday. Doors open both days at 1, and there's a second session starting at 4:30. VIPs pay more, but earn early access. Cocktails are provided by more than a dozen local bars and eateries, including Prohibition Tap Room, Irwin's, and Next of Kin. Parking nearby is limited, and you'll want to indulge responsibly, so take a rideshare. Father Time is undefeated. Consider this. In 1981, Peter Wolf was riding high as the front man in the J. Giles Band, known for their MTV-friendly hits like Centerfold and Freeze Frame. Now he's 79 and the author of a best-selling memoir, Waiting on the Moon: Artists, Poets, Drifters, Grifters, and Goddesses. He and Philadelphia Citizen executive editor Larry Platt will discuss it tonight at the Free Library. The ticketed event starts at 7. It's the final weekend of Women's History Month, and the ladies are going out in style. You already know Shakespeare's epic tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. But what if Juliet doesn't die and gets spun off into her own story powered by pop anthems providing the soundtrack? That's the premise of And Juliet at the Academy of Music through Sunday, April 6th. An inclusive cast and a lot of songs you know are indicators, once again, that Shakespeare can be updated for contemporary audiences. Though it seems like a fairly mundane color, turns out blue is one of the hardest to find in nature. That's the assignment given to students at the Penn Museum, and a new exhibit, Into the Blue, is the result. They found artifacts showing the myriad ways the hue has been coveted, sourced, and used. This is part of the museum's annual student curatorial project. It starts on Saturday and is free with museum admission. For some of us, the blues, well, they're not a color, but a mood. And if they sometimes overtake you, the Holistic Health and Healing Expo should be in your weekend plans. It's at the Drexelbrook Catering and Event Center in Drexel Hill on Sunday. Holistic health practitioners and wellness experts and brands will be there to help facilitate your healing. The event goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and admission is free. Namaste.
Hot sauce. Do the hot sauce. Hot sauce.
Once you get your chi right, you can spice things up a bit. Head to the 3rd Annual Philadelphia Hot Sauce Festival. It's in Croydon, well, it's close enough, at Neshaminy Creek Brewing. 2 dozen hot sauce brands are featured along with cool brews, live podcasts, and the quest to become the best hot sauce in the region. It's on Saturday and Sunday starting at 11 a.m. both days.
Hot sauce. I feel the heat.
You said you will.
Yes, Women's History Month is almost over, but these artists will remain relevant no matter what it says on the calendar. They're great choices to conclude the month and this week's things to do. Beth Gibbons was once the front woman of Portishead. Now she's on her own, supporting her first solo project, Lives Outgrown. She's at the Met Philadelphia on Saturday at 8. And pop singer JoJo may not have gotten her just due, but her vocal talent has never been in question.
Sometimes I feel like I need nobody. Sometimes I need your body. It's crazy, I know. That's why I don't tell nobody.
She's at the Fillmore on Friday at 8. Emmy Melly, who hit with the anthem I Am Woman a few years back, is her opening act.
I am woman, I am fearless, I am safe. I'm unbeatable and creative, honey. You can get in line. I am feminine, I am masculine, I am anything I want. I can teach you, I can love you if you get it going on.
We bid adieu salute to Women's History Month, but never to the power of women. You better hear us roar. If you missed anything or want details on what you've heard, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Love can get inside me. I'm moving in my own timing. Voice of the future, speak to me kindly. Ask for what I want, and somehow it find me. Somehow it find me.